Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on patient Amber Kovach, K-O-V-A-C-H, date of birth 2/15/1993, date of procedure October 6, 2023, physician performing the procedure Yevgenia Golcher DO. Referring provider is Dr. Emily Acosta. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and cold forceps polypectomy, period. Indication is abdominal pain, mid-epigastric, and diarrhea, period. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, with the possibility of missing a lesion seen, such as a malignancy, were all expected. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral decubitus system, sedated as per anesthesia service, comma, monitored anesthesia care, period, a well-lubricated limbus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus in advance and direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb segment, third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus, period. A retroflex view was obtained of the cardia, air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Period. Findings. Please go back to the indications and add dysphagia, period. Now go back to the findings. V-line appeared regular, period. There was evidence of a small polyp at the distal esophagus, which appeared to be a papilloma, period. This was taken out in its entirety, period. There were concentric rings noted in the mid and distal esophagus. This was biopsy to rule out EOE, period. The gastric body and antrum appeared unremarkable, comma, status post cold forceps biopsy to rule out H. pylori. Next line. Biopsies were obtained of the first and third portion of the duodenum to rule out celiac disease. Period. Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Period. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology, period. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled, period. Go back to the findings and please add, there was a good amount of bilious fluid suctioned from the gastric body upon entry, period. Please go back to the plan. May need trial of cholestyramine given diarrhea and prior history of cholecystectomy, period. Next line, may need possible gastric emptying study to evaluate for gastroparesis, period.